You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, hour number three. If you've been with us this long, stay with us because it's going to get even better. Oh, as soon as we're done with Pat Tracy, because then we got Dennis coming on. Dennis Peters, of course, from the Glam Band. And we are going to have a replay of Big Mouth, the Power Tool Horns, and Woody Mankowski and what they did in the studio yesterday. You got to hear this to believe it. It's for our Daddy D Productions live music series. Oh, crap. Pat's there. Hey, Pat!
I loved what Woody did in the America the Beautiful.
You heard that, huh?
Yes, I was. Guys, picture this. I'm cleaning out my garage in anticipation of the 4th of July. And, of course, I have WISS on in my garage.
Great.
And that comes on. I had goosebumps in my garage listening to that. Yep.
Jim and I were standing right there. We both turned to each other. It's like, do you have goosebumps? Completely. Like, it was incredible.
He's good.
Wait till you folks hear this. If you missed it yesterday, wait till you play it back coming up during our Daddy D Productions live music series with Dennis from the Glam Band. Yeah, how are you doing, Pat? We just had Lisa on. Told us it's a beautiful day in Oshkosh.
Yes, you had Lisa. I missed it. Lisa?
Lisa Hale.
Oh, our Lisa Hale.
Our Lisa. Yeah, lady that kind of is right there.
Can we call her Lisa now?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's cool.
I like it. But she was talking about a fun thing at Menomonee Park.
She's trying to break into radio, so we'll give her a name.
Got
to
give her a name.
So, hey, big doings in Oshkosh this weekend, and the best part is my daughter is bringing home her newly minted husband to spend the 4th with Mom and Dad.
That's why you were cleaning the garage.
That's
I was cleaning up the garage.
You should have left it for him and really give him the test.
Can I just paint a quick picture here of what this poor guy's weekend's going to be like?
Yes.
I have a list of like 8 projects. All those little things that like I either hate doing or I can't do, like fix the toilet handle, like I got a list.
You're going to give him the list? Wow.
He loves it. He lives for the list.
Okay.
He's an overachiever.
Okay. Good to hear.
Yeah, nobody on this show is, Pat. That's why we're questioning it. We're not overachievers here.
I'll
tell you a little story of I got from my father.
We would be the bare minimum guys here. Yes.
Okay, this guy's showing up.
I wanted to rent a chainsaw. Is what I wanted to do. I wanted to get the biggest chainsaw I could rent because RJ is his side gig is fireman EMT.
He's
a man's
talent.
Man. Yeah. Okay. I wanted to rent the chainsaw, and I've got a forest in my backyard that I was hoping he would just chop down for me over the 4th while I'm feeding him brats and spotted cows.
That's good.
My wife's like, no, we're not getting
spotted cows and a big chainsaw.
You know,
not a good combo, but.
Anyway, I lost, so there's no chainsaw. We're going to be like, fixing the toilet handle and the little screw in the cabinet. So that's what we're going to be doing.
I
would have given up the spotted cow.
Yeah. It went very manly to very
I didn't want to say it, but
the wife won.
Okay.
Well, that's nothing new.
Tell us your story and save me.
Okay.
So my father-in-law came to my house and said to Don, he goes, I don't see a lot of tools around the house. I'm going to get some for Jim. So this was in my Christmas. And he got me the crescent wrenches and stuff, and they come like in that like cellophane.
Yeah, the ratchet set.
The ratchet set. Yep. And then he came over 4th of July. And I had to change the tank on the gas grill. And he said, I'll help you do that. And I'm like, no, don't. It's going to go down the stairs, and you're all still in the cellophane. Not my thing. Just don't. I don't like tools. So anyway, I did not win the man a card like your son-in-law. Yeah, right. So I was not my thing. But love them.
That was my lead-in to talk about the amazing 4th of July weekend that I'm going to show them here in Oshkosh.
Farmers Market's got to be on there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's Saturday. We make it to Saturday, because tomorrow, friends, is the 4th of July.
It is. Yes, on the 4th.
We will be marching in the Oshkosh 4th of July parade with Discover Oshkosh. RJ is coming, and it's going to be his first parade ever. He's going to march with me.
How long of a parade is that?
It might be 2 miles.
Maybe. Oh, that's not too bad. Because have you ever done that Appleton one? I walked that one time for an organization way back. And I know what parade route you guys, because when I did the Miss Wisconsin pageant thingy, so I know exactly where you meet. That's a cool loop. That's not too bad.
So this guy gets to fix the toilet handle and march in a parade.
And wow, screwing a screwy little thing in the medicine cabinet.
Wow.
Yep. Missing. Uh-huh. Yep. Don, again, if there's any projects that I've missed, Don will be Facebooking in.
How much is he going to be lying when he goes back home that
right,
day?
Right.
Hey, cut down some trees.
Right. Chainsaw, drink some spotted cows. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it. He's a Minnesota man.
Oh, sure he loves
it. I'm sure he does.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 9 a.m.
She's like, RJ, RJ, it's one day. Yeah. It's one day, honey. Please.
Yes.
Wow. But, friends, if you have not seen the Oshkosh 4th of July parade, it's really fun. And the streets from literally Main Street, from Wagyu, all the way north to Irving is lined with festive people, and then the parade turns right on Irving Street and then marches due east right to Menominee Park.
So what are you going to be wearing?
We'll be wearing I'll personally have a red hat and a white shirt and blue pants.
Nice.
Okay, there you go. All right. Are you handing anything out, candy to the kids or anything?
We have Discover Oshkosh koozies.
There you go.
Oh.
Another promo item that will remain unnamed. But, guys, our funnest thing is we have this big picture frame, and if you go to Discover Oshkosh, you'll see some of the photos. We have this big picture frame that we carry around. It's light, and 3 or 4 people can get in it, and it says, Happy 4th of July from Oshkosh.
Isn't that nice? That's good. Nice memory. And
how come he's got more swag than we do?
I know. Yeah. Well, they Oshkosh.
The picture frame makes it, you guys. I want to give that idea to you
I like it a lot.
Okay.
Now, tell us about this food truck rally at Menominee Park.
Oh, my gosh. So, the fireworks are moving slightly north this year, so most people won't care. But in Oshkosh, you're just going to sit on the big lawn there in Menominee Park now, right along Hazel Street. The food trucks will start at 3 p.m., and so we've got 20 of the Valley's finest food trucks.
I've never been to a place with 20 food trucks.
Yeah, that's a rally.
That's cool.
And they're going to locate at like 5 spots, I believe, 5 clusters throughout the park. And so, it's not quite a mile from one end of the other. It's probably a half mile from one end of the park to the other. So families would be able to come to Menominee Park to enjoy the fireworks, walk up and down along the lake, eat food. The playground is there so you can tire the kids out. The beach is there. Heck, I would swim in the little beach right there. There's sand and everything. And then food truck yourself, and the kids will be asleep before the fireworks.
I don't mean to interrupt here, Pat. We got a serious text for you. Ceiling fan. Don't forget the bleeping ceiling fan.
Oh gosh.
Okay.
That's so funny.
Who's that from?
Gee, I wonder who sent that in. It wasn't RJ.
Thank you, Don.
The ceiling fan.
Yeah.
This is classic Pat. Pat's the big project, the whole lifestyle improvement project to keep Don cool in July. All of a sudden, that got forgotten. So that we could
toilet handle thing. You waste water.
Let it run.
That
right.
Run. Yeah, 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 yeah. Wow.
That's
okay, buddy. Okay. She's listening.
I want to meet Saint RJ.
Oh my goodness, Saint RJ. Okay, so, and then the fireworks start at 9, but I have a super cool tip for the listeners. Okay, this is not really out there. on Hazel Street at Melvin and Hazel. Okay, Melvin is one of the east-west streets.
Okay.
There's a house that a fellow sets up a rock band on his roof.
On his roof?
On his roof. And he puts scaffolding up there, and he plays at 9 p.m. Todd, have you seen Bad Axe?
Yes. Edis?
Wow.
See? So, this fella has been working for a week to build a... He does this every year. He builds a scaffold on his roof, enough that he can put up on his roof of a one-story house.
And the city of Oshkosh is okay with this? Because I could see Jim back in the day. Take that down. Take that down. Just being honest.
We love live music in Oshkosh.
Okay.
He then hauls up an entire drum kit and riser, bass guitar and electric guitar, and I think one year they had keyboards, amps up on the roof with a light show and pyrotechnics. And
honest to God.
He does it on his own, or is this a bar?
Yeah. No, he does it.
On his own, and there's a sign out in front of his house that says, 9 p.m., 4th of July, bring lawn chairs.
Wow. That's actually really cool. I would like to see that.
Yeah.
So, wow. Oshkoshians and beyond, be at Menominee Park, put in your phone Hazel and Melvin. Two houses north is Bad Axe.
Wow.
B-A-D-A-X.
We got to get some video of that.
Yeah.
We got I want to see this.
That sounds like
I'm getting video for you guys.
Excellent.
So, how are we doing for breaks here? Because I can
talk about 2 minutes.
You got 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
So, last year, so we go down every year. Last year, we went down, and they play like a classic rock set of like, early 70s stuff, right? Just super fun classic rock.
Yep.
At the big crescendo at the end, they light off the pyro on the roof, and it is so hot that it hits your forehead. I mean, it's like, wow.
This is so loud. I mean, one person at their home is allowed to do that. I love this. I love that about Oshkosh. Jim
this
does
why
not.
I love Oshkosh, baby.
Right. Liability. What's a liability?
That's great. I mean, it's wow.
It's fantastic.
That's a fun.
Todd, are you going to be?
Todd, he just said you're going to get the door.
Open the door.
That sounds like a fun evening. Wow. That is.
Oh my gosh. So he's got it figured out now. So 9 p.m. he plays his set up until like 9:45, and then the fireworks start.
That sounds phenomenal. That just sounds like a really fun weekend.
Like neighborhood thing, too. Camaraderie.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great.
I'm so jacked. And the best part is I get to come here and share it with you and the listeners.
Right.
That's like the funnest part of all.
That's great.
Well, Pat, I'll tell you what. I hope you have a phenomenal weekend. I hope the weather holds. But, man, we talk about this all the time. For as much crap as we give you, you are so passionate for your community. It's incredible.
And community needs that to keep going, and you bring it.
Yep.
We love our community here in Oshkosh.
Do,
and have a great fourth, and we'll see you
next week. But yeah,
sounds great, Pat. You're the best. Appreciate it, my friend.
All right.
Thanks, take care, guys. Buddy. We got to set our quick break. Back right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
just had to hear that part. I love watching the Boston Pops when they do their thing with this.
Is that not tickle the spine?
Goosebumps. But again, wait till you hear. We're here with Dennis. Big Mouth and the Power Tool Horns with Woody Mankowski did an amazing performance yesterday. We're going to be playing that back in our Daddy D Productions live music series. And I'll tell you what, you know what's really cool? Both of you guys, Dennis Peters here and Daddy D, both Army veterans. And when you hear music like that, I still think of the parades with the... When I was the World War II, even some World War I veterans and the World War II veterans, and that was the music that all the bands would be playing in the parades.
Oh yeah,
I still get a thing for you guys having been a part of that.
And their uniforms would still fit.
Absolutely.
Sure.
It's unbelievable. Some of those might. Yeah.
That music takes you back to the bicentennial.
It does.
Well, right. We were talking about that.
I was listening to that on the way in
it's
here. Yeah.
Crazy that. Next year's 50.
Arthur Fiedler's Boston Pops.
Right.
Yes. You know,
unbelievable.
Love that.
I still get goosebumps listening to that.
I mean, that's something I would attend. You know what I mean? Where is that? In Boston itself, right? Or right in the Harbor Lake area? Where they do that live?
I thought that was New York City that they had thing. That they had the bicentennial, the big parade that was on national TV back in the day.
DC.
Okay.
Was it D.C.?
I don't know.
I got a feeling it was freaking everywhere. You know?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was. So we're talking. But, Todd made a good point that. There was a lot of buildup to that.
There was.
There doesn't seem like there's a lot of buildup to the 250th. So maybe we got to start working on that. So we're launching it right here.
I've noticed that WGBW. As well.
We're officially launching it right here. Today.
And to do it, I want to share this picture on our stream. This is what will kick it off for us.
Oh, yeah.
Jim's going to wear that outfit of Liberace.
That's right.
And he's going to lead the parade.
I'd like to thank my friend George.
And the parade's only going to be here in the studio, and he'll just march around.
Hey, steps are steps. It doesn't matter.
Right.
They don't say how many.
That's right. Dennis Peters, glam band in the house.
Good morning.
Do you have a weekend off or no?
We do not, as they say up north.
Okay.
We are playing at Riverfront Rendezvous in Stevens Point tonight.
It's
6 to 10, so it's going to one of those deals.
But on the 4th, do you have a gig?
We're off.
Oh, that's right. Well, at least you got that going.
We had it scheduled off in advance.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't realize you guys have families.
We do?
You're not all 24 years old like you look on stage.
So what will you do?
That's a good question. I have some friends that in American Platinum, probably see them once or twice this weekend. Some other bands too. I think Boogie and the Yo-Yos is playing at the Wharf this weekend on Sunday. Might stop in and see those folks.
Cool.
I got some friends down in the Sheboygan area. Who knows?
Can you go to somebody else's venue as you and be left alone by people?
A lot of the time. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Then.
But the musician types usually kind of know me.
Because
a little bit.
When we were at the at Epic that night, and it was fine. And then it wasn't there. Where was it? Oh, it was at Epic, but you guys were performed. And beforehand, you're cool talking. And then as soon as you put on your thing, it's like you couldn't move with people talking to you and everything.
It's interesting because there's some bliss in that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know. Because I'm kind of a private person to begin with.
Well, that's what
you are.
Mean.
You know?
But then when you're that character, people just want to swarm you.
I just realized I'm starting to sound like Mark Hewson. Did you notice that in that delivery? It's like, holy wow. Sorry, Mark. I meant no harm by that. But I just realized that my tone sounded just like him.
We're Dennis Peters from Glam Band for the Daddy D Productions live music series. But our live music, as we mentioned, will be... what we recorded yesterday with Woody Mankowski and Big Mouth and the Power Tool Horns.
And there's a lot going on. Of course, it's for two reasons. One is it's a great time to celebrate. But secondly, you know, it is July.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
We got to lean into July here in these parts. But yeah, just everywhere. There's, you know, you talk about Sheboygan Falls, you know, just all the way up and down the lake. There's just so many festivals and things going on. And yeah, people need to get out and celebrate. And this is, we were talking about
when we were kids. Although Two Rivers had stuff, you know, in my area, there's so many, all these small communities go so big with it now.
And this is not a controversial, well, maybe a little bit today, but this isn't a controversial holiday. This isn't a religious holiday. This isn't buying gifts. This is not a stressful holiday. It's a pretty easy holiday, right? I mean, the food's not real expensive, and it's like you don't have to get dressed up. You don't have to go buy something new. This is just a very let's celebrate. I mean, we're all Americans, and let's celebrate.
Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet,
it
you know?
It kind of is.
You know what's still kind of funny? That, and I'd love to go to some of those places. I know Todd was going to go to Gettysburg, and I don't know if you've been to those. But when you read about some of those Revolutionary War battles and whatever, I can't believe our side won.
That's fair.
Well, I think that's
guerrilla warfare started that way.
But, right. But the other thing is how young those guys were. I mean, those guys were
teenagers.
Right. Like 19, 20, 21. They're like, you know.
And younger. Yeah.
But I mean, we're going up against one of the most well
trained. There were some older guys too, right?
The most well trained army in the world was Britain. And we had a bunch of little farm guys beat them.
But they also said, you know, we're going to kick their ass. They were
confident. It's a matter of life. It's life.
Our guys
said they were going to?
Yeah. Wow. They were very confident.
Well, that does say something about guerrilla warfare, though, too.
Yeah.
I mean, standing there right in the wide open. Hello.
Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Hi, I'm a target. I'm a redcoat.
Isn't that amazing how they're
dumb?
Did you ever watch the
That's pompous
series?
At its best.
Not HBO, but one. I don't know what. Whatever. But it was, I think it was called Spies. Did you ever see that about the how George Washington had an amazing spy network?
Yeah, I want to go back to what I said. But when you said them or us, when I said we're going to kick them, they were overconfident.
The Britons.
Yeah, the Brits were. That's what I meant.
I thought you meant our guys.
But they were overconfident, but we were not intimidated. That's the word I was looking
for. Point.
That
great point. Yeah.
Life and liberty. I mean, if you're fighting, that has a little more meaning than just fighting for the king.
Right.
Big Mouth and the Power Tool Horns and the Woody Mankowski segment will be coming up. Daddy D Productions live music series. Dennis Peters from the Glam Band. We got a cast of thousands here that are just so impressive.
Yeah.
And then there's me and this schlumpa. Back after this. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. We're heading into a phenomenal weekend. And I'll tell you, we got Dennis Peters here from the Glam Band talking about some great things during our Daddy D Productions live music series, where you'll be hearing Big Mouth and the Power Tool Horns and the solo by Woody Mankowski that was just amazing. John Kramer, we want to thank you for putting that together.
No problem.
Like I said, we already talked about it before, but Jim kind of put his foot in his mouth because he thought he was going to be like the big dog here with those guys. He says, holy cow, all you guys here, this was cost about $3,000. And Fluff goes, Jim, that would have been 20 years ago.
Yeah, they're a little more expensive.
I know they are, but that's...
But they're great at a wedding. They played my wedding shindig.
I was there.
Yeah, you were there. Yeah, you showed up on time. And
I know.
And that was awesome, Fluffy, pulling that card. And about the time you didn't show up to that event, and I had to cover for you.
Yesterday, that wasn't good.
Again? No, that was perfect.
That was great time.
I don't know how he held that in all this time.
I know, right? He could play that card numerous times.
Yeah, he must have been planning. He's very devious. I'm not going to mess with him anymore.
There's a side to him that's kind of scary. Yeah. Well, John, introduce yourself and introduce Kevin.
Well, once again, John Kramer, here today with the Coast Guard Auxiliary and our Division Commander Kevin Osgood, and we're going to talk a little bit about Operation Dry Water.
Dry Water.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Operation Dry Water.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah,
now, let's.
Thanks for having us.
What is Operation Dry Water?
Operation Dry Water is an annual national event, and it's stepped up enforcement of boating while intoxicated, reduce the number of intoxicated boaters on the water because so many people are going to be on the water from today on. I mean, it is a long weekend. It is a fun weekend. The weather's going to be great. People are going to be on the water. And alcohol is the number one cause of fatalities, and let's just call it deaths, the number one cause of deaths on the water, and we don't need that. Across the country, we've done a really good job of bringing the number of deaths down due to alcohol. Let's keep it up. What are you trying to do? Take a picture?
This is
radio, man. Put the camera away.
You're beautiful. We got to get you.
So, Kevin,
shut up.
Do you need a reason to stop them?
Well, you know, on the water, any law enforcement organization can do a boarding to do a safety inspection. Mm-hmm. There is no probable cause required to stop a boater on the water. One of the differences, that's one of the differences about driving a boat and driving a car. So law enforcement needs no reason to stop you other than to do a safety inspection. If they smell alcohol on the captain, then that could lead to a whole new thing.
Right.
What is it like zero tolerance if you're piloting, driving a boat?
I mean, it's going to be zero tolerance weekend, but it's the same blood alcohol content as driving in Wisconsin. It's still 0.08.
Okay.
But if, And your guests can have, you know, open containers on the boat. That's another thing that's different. But the captain can't be intoxicated. And there's a whole sort of slew of things that'll happen if you're caught. So just avoid it.
So what do you mean by zero tolerance? So you can still be given a ticket for operating well.
Do you guys do the test too?
Even if you're under the 0.08?
Well, yeah, law enforcement can still, if they suspect that the captain's intoxicated, then they're going to do a field sobriety test, just like you would if you were pulled over.
What? How do you do that in the water?
I know. Well,
there are some things they can do. They'll sit you down on their vessel and do some things, and then if they suspect from that, then they take you back to shore.
Wow.
See, I mean,
but they will.
That?
But here's the biggest
thing. Isn't everybody tipsy in a boat? I mean, literally.
The other folks can be tipsy, but there's a whole other risk that goes with that, too. There's statistics on the number of drunk passengers who drown every year because they're not wearing a life jacket and they fall off. So, but they can, yeah.
When you board the boat, can you look around and cite them for other things, like if they don't have their life preservers?
Well, yeah, if they stop you for a safety inspection, it's a safety inspection. So where are your life jackets? Are they readily accessible? Again, in a locked cabinet doesn't work. They got to be reachable.
So those are, and that happens a lot.
It happens a lot.
How much is the fine for something like that for not wearing your...
A lot more than buying a life jacket.
Seatbelt, for example.
Not wearing a life jacket, just paddling your kayak down the Fox River without the life jacket with you on the boat. Couple hundred bucks.
No kidding. Yeah. That's not like a seatbelt violation.
I mean, we had 4th of July here several years ago, right here on the Green Bay waterfront, back when you were mayor. I remember a Coast Guard boat stopped a canoe that had 6 people in it, and they had no life jackets. And it done 6 times 200.
Right. Oof.
Hey, I hate to bring up a terrible
just
thing.
Happened.
Up around my area, up in the UP, they had a bad tragedy last week up around Copper Harbor, which is one of the most beautiful places in the world. I tell Jim in the fall, he's got to make a road trip up there. But 3 people in a canoe, from what I understand, on Lake Superior in the middle of the night, no
life preservers, no jackets. Come
two
on.
Of them drowned.
That's incredibly sad.
Yeah.
And totally preventable.
Totally preventable. Mm-hmm.
Completely preventable. I don't know what to say to that. I didn't hear about that one yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you guys borrow them to them or no? You used to.
Well, borrow them to them or loan them?
No.
Whatever.
Active duty Coast Guard? No. I mean, on the auxiliary patrol boat, I've been out there on patrol on the Fox River and here in Southern Bay of Green Bay. And if we come across a boat and we see a small child, it's usually an infant because... People find it's harder to find those Coast Guard approved life jackets for your 3-month-old baby, but they're still required to have a life jacket on because they're they're 12 and under.
Yep. So Jim is going to be out on a pontoon with his family this weekend.
We got him.
Give him some suggestions here just to...
Don't drink and pilot the boat. Have those life jackets out and about, if not on. On is preferable, but... That's a struggle to get people to do, and pay attention to the other people because I said this every time I'm here. 80% of the people on the water have never taken a boating safety class and have no idea what they're doing. So only 20% do. And if that can scare you, if you think of what I-41 would look like on a Friday holiday weekend, if 80% of the people didn't know what they were doing. So that's what's happening out on the water. Be careful. Yeah.
So the role then of an auxiliary is very much the same as you are enforcing law.
The auxiliary does not enforce. We are all about education up front.
I'm confused then.
The Coast Guard Auxiliary is the education arm of the active duty Coast Guard. So we're local volunteers, and we're all about getting the message out, educating, helping people with safety inspections, no citations. We'll go to your house and do a safety inspection on your boat and talk about all these things and answer all your questions. We put on boating safety classes every spring because we want people to be educated out there so our active duty shipmates aren't as busy.
So what are you doing when you're out there in the water actively doing it as far as see something, say something to them basically?
We see something, hey, that child should be in a life jacket. And if somebody needs help, a lot of times... we help a lot of people the southern bay of Green Bay. We all know Longtail is a great place for everybody to go. And sometimes the tides don't change, but a boater's decision to put the boat on the beach might have been a really good idea at the start, and then they can't get it off the beach at the end, or
sure.
or their engine dies, or you're a brand new sailor and you forgot how
but
to
Kevin,
sail.
But Kevin, there's plenty of enforcement out there.
Yes.
I don't want people to think there's not. There's plenty of enforcement.
And our boat will be out there this weekend, helping out with the 4th of July, making sure people stay out of the zone there.
Want to do some music from yesterday?
Let's do it. Go, you introduce this.
Well, yesterday we had the honor of having a couple of great individuals in the studio. We had Woody Mankowski, local musician, singer, songwriter, and of course the Power Tool Horns, all thanks to the Green Bay Press Times and John Kramer, and it was outstanding. And this morning we're gonna start the music off this morning on the Daddy D Productions live music series with Woody's rendition of America the Beautiful. This is the Ray Charles version, and he knocked it out of the ballpark.
Oh, beautiful, for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved. And mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy gold refine till all success be nobleness and ever regain divine. And we used to sing it like this in school. Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. But now wait a minute, I'm talking about America, sweet America. You know God, he done shed his grace on thee. He crowned thy good. Yes, he did. Yes, in brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Everybody sing now. America, I love you, America. You see, my God, he shed his grace on thee. Yes, he did. And you ought to love him for it, cause he crowned that good. He told me he would. Yes, with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Woody Mankowski, Big Mouth and the Power Tool Horns. Dennis?
I got goosebumps, brother.
What did I tell you?
Wow.
That is Ray Charles, though, right? I mean, I've seen Ray Charles do this. That's
yes.
like perfect.
Yeah. Wow. How does a guy sing like that in the morning? Come on now.
Right. And just sitting right there with his little tablet with the things. But it's amazing how you guys, you really get into your music.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. I mean, it's from the deep in your body.
Soul.
Good. That's what I was thinking of there, Kevin. Yeah. It's in your soul.
Yeah, he's not looking around. He's just...
He's in it. He's just totally immersed in it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a beautiful thing.
And he's a very interesting person, too. I mean, he lives in North Hollywood, and he just finished his tour from really the West Coast to the East Coast.
With Todd Rundgren.
I heard about that.
Right.
It's amazing.
Florida, Dallas, Jeez. Just the whole
wow.
thing.
Wow.
Well, and a super nice guy, too.
Oh, I mean, just humble.
A sweetheart. All those guys are.
Yeah. Hey, I don't want to sound old, but I almost talked to Mark Houston this morning. I think I pulled up a groin, you and me getting up yesterday after we kneeled for the picture.
Well, it seemed a little bit harder for Jim, but I helped you guys out.
Tough crowd.
John Kramer, thank you for what you do. Kevin Burke, or Kevin Osgood, please have a phenomenal weekend and keep everybody safe. Thanks for what you guys
thank you.
Do.
Thanks for having us.
Because, again, this is something that people need to know, how dangerous it is out on the water this weekend.
But if you just follow some basic rules, it's a great weekend.
Right. Just stay alert and follow the basics. You'll have a great
common
time.
Common sense, right?
Stay common alert. Sense, stay alert, stay alive.
There you go. Love it. You guys are awesome. U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. We'll be back with more with the Daddy D Productions after this.
America. America.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
In liberating strife.
There he is once again. Woody Mankowski is just phenomenal.
Who more?
Got another text here. Get a head start on the holiday weekend tonight at Ledgestone Winery in Greenleaf.
That's a good place.
It's a great place. Americana band, then the Cooley Boys hitting the stage from 7 to 10. A really great time from Terry. I got a text there for Kramer. Kramer, you rock, brother. I know you're not too bad, Brian. Brick, the Brickster, Bricky, was one of my all-time great friends. So, Dennis, this weekend, I mean, you being an Army veteran, and you're one of the most love our country kind of guys. This has to be a really cool time for you.
Love it. To me, it's like Christmas during the summertime in a way.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I love this country, and you know, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And despite what's going on.
But you served. Right. You raised your right hand and said, you know, I'll defend it.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
I think this is becoming one of my favorite holidays.
Sure. Yeah, but the thing is, we're talking about this off air, but I wish people would say Independence Day instead of, July 4th. Happy, you know, whatever. You know,
instead of happy 4th,
happy 4th of July.
July.
It's like, no, man. It's our independence. Let's focus on that. I relate to saying happy, as I was saying before, instead of saying happy 4th of July, happy 27th of September.
Yeah.
No, man. It's
well, you're a history buff, though, too. I mean, you understand it took to get this.
It's our country's independence.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Let's talk about that instead of happy 4th of July.
Happy F you, England.
You know? Yeah. Right? I get passionate about that. Every time I hear that, it's on the commercials, on TV, on, you know, just come on.
You know what? That's what I like bringing out that side.
Me too. And I just, when you read about, you know, and again, there were some older people, but there were a lot of younger people and what they did and, you know.
But I like that you're such a passionate about our history, our nation's history.
Sure.
I mean, that's really cool.
And you mentioned it before, you know, life, liberty. I mean, they knew it.
Yeah, exactly. You're fighting for your life and your country.
This wasn't This wasn't a tour duty.
Yeah,
exactly.
This is
life.
You're all in.
All in.
If you're not, you dead.
Yeah.
Do you still?
And they knew it. Exactly. It wasn't like, you could lose your life here. It's like I know that.
Have you ever thought about doing, well, I don't know if you want to do the Ray Charles type thing like Woody did there, but I mean, have you ever thought about doing like a 4th of July type thing where you're not the character from the glam band, you're Dennis Peters, the Army veteran who, you know, loves our country and has a phenomenal voice. Have you ever thought about doing something like that? I think you'd be really great.
Yeah.
You said everything great there except for that phenomenal voice part. I'm not so sure about that, but I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, I guess vocalist of the year, 2 years running in the state of Wisconsin doesn't count for anything.
I love singing songs about America.
That's what I mean.
I do, you know. And if there's a way, sure.
I would buy a front row ticket to that.
Oh, man. That'd be fantastic. I'd love to do something like that.
I hope you do. Put it together. I mean, seriously.
It'd be fun. I don't know. I would agree. I think
I'm lacking words, but that'd be awesome.
Well, I think you'd be phenomenal at that.
I would, you know, the pride would be amazing. I'd be honored to do something like that.
Next year,
we're
doing it.
I've played taps before, you know, and with the trumpet, you know, for military funerals and stuff like that.
You do?
I have.
Because, yo, that's such a lost art. It's incredible.
I would do it again, you know, if need be, if somebody wanted me to.
That's really hard. I was at an event. I'm not going to say where, who, whatever, and the guy just really struggled with it. Sure. And you hate to say it, but it's, you know, that's a really hard thing to play, right?
It drives me crazy. It takes some skill, you know. It's like anything
else.
Well,
that's a tough song to play.
But yes. It drives me nuts when someone fought for this country and someone plays a recording of it.
I know.
It's like, brother, man. Mm.
Todd, what do we got coming up, buddy?
Well, yesterday, besides the great rendition of America the Beautiful from Woody Mankowski, we had the one and only Big Mouth and the Power Tool Horns in the studio, and they did a great version of the Star Spangled Banner. So I feel like we should go out with that, right? It's It's about 2 minutes long, so it's
perfect.
We've got about a minute here to kind of wrap it up for the week, and we'll go out with that.
Okay, Daddy D Productions, thanks for your support of this great segment that we do every week, every Friday. Well, normally every Friday, but Dennis, this is always great having you here, buddy.
My pleasure to be here, guys.
And we appreciate everything you do like you can't believe. And once again, we just want to say to everybody and all the veterans, and you know, I know it's not a veterans type day or whatever, but I hope you guys, when you see that flag going down the street with some, you know, Cub Scout carrying it or something, you know that we're all still 100% behind you like you can't believe.
We'll be wearing our red, white, and blue with our band tonight celebrating, you know, our country's
independence. And even with all the stuff going on, but still, we're all in it together.
Yeah. And tomorrow morning, just so you know, Mine on the Mayor special edition of Operation Song. That'll be a 3-hour special tomorrow morning in place of what you guys typically
do.
That's right.
You know, well, I look forward to hearing that myself.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we're going to send it out. Have yourselves an incredible Independence Day. Have a great, safe weekend, like John and Kevin were saying. If you're on the water, please be careful.
Yep.
Dennis Peters, you're the awesomest guy we've ever walked through this door.
Listen to this guy.
I know, right?
I paid. Here's a $20 for you.
All right, thank you.
We're off tomorrow.
See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.